This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, 6 years strong, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about how sometimes you end up looking like the narcissist. Sometimes you end up looking like the toxic narcissistic person. Before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure you hop on Amazon. Check out the Self-Love Journal, I Love Me, by Lee Hammack, the Self-Love Journal, and whatnot, to, you know, help you rebuild that self-love and identity and all those other good things. But yeah, y'all, I always tell people, controlling your reactions is a superpower that not a lot of people have when you're dealing with narcissistic people. Learning to control your reactions, learning to control your behaviors and, you know, how you react to that toxic narcissistic person is a superpower, because the more you react, the worse you look sometimes, y'all. And that's just me being realistic. That's not me trying to be, I'm not, y'all know, if y'all follow me for any specific period of time, you know I'm not here to victim blame. That's just not, I don't do that. That's just not me. I don't do the victim blaming thing. But this is me just letting you know that, like, if you are reacting to them, if you are experiencing reactive abuse, which is a real thing, if you don't know what reactive, if you do not know what reactive abuse is, it's when you look like the abuser. You are reacting to them. You're reacting to them. It could be built up over time. It could be just spur of the moment, but you are reacting to them for some way, shape, or form. You are reacting to them, right? And sometimes they get you on camera. Sometimes they record you being toxic. Sometimes they record you being looking like the aggressor. You see what I'm saying? If you are recording or you are continuously reacting out of character, you look like the narcissist, y'all. I'm not calling you the narcissist. I'm just saying you look like the narcissistic person over time. I've seen plenty of videos online where the victim looks like the abuser, and the abuser posted online, and everybody starts calling the person who's actually the victim the narcissist. You might start to act like the narcissist. You might start to pick up traits from this toxic narcissistic person because you've been in a relationship with them, and you are reflecting back their behaviors to them. You're reflecting back who I am to me. You see what I'm saying? You learn how to defend yourself against me by becoming and acting like me, the narcissistic person. A lot of people call that narcissistic fleas. It's like when you start to act and behave like the narcissistic person, you start to be a liar. You start to be manipulative. You start gaslighting. You start being dismissive and deflecting and blame deflecting. You start doing that type of stuff because you've been around this person for so long. It's kind of like, you know, when people say you've been in a relationship so long, you start to look like the other person. You start to act like the other person. Imagine looking and acting like your narcissistic person. You see what I'm saying? You look like the narcissist sometimes, y'all. I'm telling you. I'm not calling y'all. Do not take this video the wrong way. I'm not calling you a narcissist. I'm just telling you. I'm trying to help check you so you don't look like you don't look abusive to other people from outsiders looking in. You see what I'm saying? And not only sometimes do you look like the narcissistic person because you're reacting, you're possibly reacting to them. Sometimes they're already spreading, they've started a smear campaign on you to tell other people the same thing. Sometimes they're telling other people that you are the abuser. They're painting this image of you being an abuser, and then once you behave like the abuser, they got you. Controlling your reactions is a superpower, y'all. I'm telling you, you have to get this. You know how you see the people who meditate and they cross their legs and they start floating into the damn air? That's how you need to get to that level of zen. you need to get to that level of zen And just imagine yourself, like, with your legs crossed, and you, like, you're doing your little ohms, like, and you just start floating off the ground because you're so at peace in this toxic relationship. Because when you have positive, peaceful energy coming from your presence, coming from your being, you irritate a narcissistic person's soul, because we, as narcissistic people, are rarely, if ever, at peace. So we are jealous of your peace, so we need to disrupt it. You know what I mean? We would disrupt it. And sometimes, yes, y'all, a lot of times, the narcissistic person in your life is setting you off on purpose. A lot of times, the narcissistic person in your life is triggering you on purpose. They're trying to set you up on purpose to behave like this so they can play the victim. Why wouldn't they? Like, why do narcissists want to play the victim so much? Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't the narcissist want to play the victim? Why do they need to change their behaviors if people keep coddling them and enabling them? If people keep doing the same thing over and over and over again to this person, why wouldn't they? You see what I'm saying? But Lee, I love him so much. Okay, look, y'all, let your love make you look like the abuser. If that's what you want, if the only reason you stay in this relationship because you feel like you love this person, then let your love make you look like the abuser. Is love worth you?
This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. When you hydrate with Liquid IV, you're powered by HydraScience. HydraScience is Liquid IV's science-backed formula with an optimized ratio of electrolytes, vitamins, and nutrients. Experience great-tasting hydration for mental clarity, physical endurance, and overall well-being. Sip into something that up-levels every moment. Liquid IV. Tear. Pour. Live more. Visit us at liquidiv.com.
Looking like the abuser. And some people will just say, yeah, because at least I have them. If you say yes to that question, then you need to go to therapy, y'all. And this is not me trying to down talk you or bad talk you. You need to talk to a therapist because there's something going on inside of you that needs to be healed. You see what I'm saying? If you think love is enough to keep you in a toxic, abusive ass relationship because you love this person, I'm telling you, there's something going on inside of you. I'm not saying there's something wrong with you. I'm saying there's something going on inside of you that needs to be healed to help you break this trauma bond, to help you break the ties that bind you to this person. Because you're going to look abusive. I'm just telling you, look, I'm just putting it out there and being open and honest with y'all. You're going to look, the longer you in this relationship, the more apt you are to look abusive. And that narcissistic person who might be a covert narcissist that nobody suspects at being narcissistic, that people think is a very good person, that person might be, you see, they might be a covert narcissist that nobody suspects or expects to be narcissistic. And guess what happens? People take their side. The therapist, if y'all go to marriage counseling or couples counseling, they take their side because they're a covert narcissistic person and you are reacting to them. You see what I'm saying? That's why I just tell people, control it. You have to get control of your reactions. And yes, y'all, I know it's easier said than done. I know the kids might be involved. I know houses and cars and vacations and your lives might be intertwined. You mean like a tightly knotted French braid. You know what I mean? But you have to find some way to find a healthy outlet that does not help make you look abusive. Because sometimes, I'm just telling you, I have messages from a lot of people. I posted a video the other day about, it's a reactive abuse video. It was like 5 or 6 seconds long. It was a very short video about a person screaming and crying and finally lashing out and exploding. And the narcissistic person recording them and staying calm. You know what I mean? And a lot of people are just like, well, Lee, how do I know if they're doing it on purpose or if they're really trying to set me off on purpose? If they pull out their phone, they don't even have to pull out their phone. If you are reacting negatively, if you are yelling and screaming and damn near about to pull your hair out and something along those lines, and they are still sitting right there calm, cool, and collected, then they probably did it on purpose. You see what I'm saying? If they have enough wherewithal to pull their phone out and record you when you react, they feel like they got you. Because, as I say all the time, if I can trigger you, I can control you. That's the mindset that a lot of narcissistic, toxic people have, y'all. If I can trigger you, I can control you. There's no ifs, ands, and buts. If I can set you off on purpose, I got you. So I was just telling people, you have to get control of your reactions, y'all, because sometimes you're going to look like the abuser. And I know what people are going to say. I've been asking myself that question for a long time, if I'm actually the narcissist, because my narcissistic toxic ass partner who's cheated on me, beat on me, left me a couple of times, discarded me, love bombed me, did all this stuff to me, they call me the narcissist. And I was just like, wait, no, there's no way I'm the narcissist. And I've read online that if you ask yourself if you are a narcissist, that automatically means you're not one. It doesn't automatically mean you're not a narcissist, y'all. That's just how it works. You see what I'm saying? That's just how the mindset of everything works. That's just how the dynamic of everything works. It is a very weird, unique mindset to have. But I'm just telling you, the longer you stay in this toxic relationship, the more you probably are going to look toxic as hell. Believe, how do I know if it's not me for certain? Yeah, first of all, go to therapy. Are you open to taking accountability and going to therapy and working on yourself? Then chances are you might not be the narcissistic person in your life, in your relationship dynamic, in your relationship space. You know what I mean? Are you willing to take that look, to take that deep introspective look within yourself? You mean, are you willing to do that? It's up to you. I'm just telling people, it is absolutely up to you in this mindset, in this dynamic of things. But you have to choose you. It's okay to choose you. I know a lot of times in these toxic relationship dynamics and toxic relationship spaces, they make you feel guilty for choosing you, right? Don't feel guilty for choosing. It's easier said than done, but I need you to not feel guilty about picking yourself, about choosing yourself, about winning, y'all. You can win. Winning is definitely 100% possible. And just don't. I just don't want y'all to look like narcissistic people, and it drive you crazy. Some people get driven to the point of craziness because the narcissistic person will not leave them alone. That narcissistic person keeps hammering away at them and hammering away at them and hammering away at them and hammering away at them until you crack and you explode and then you think you're toxic. Well, Lee, I've had a narcissistic rage incident. My partner did this, my partner did that, and then I started yelling and screaming. Does that make me a narcissist? No, it doesn't make you a narcissist, y'all. I'm just telling you, it might mean you're in a toxic relationship. Have you behaved like this in previous relationships? You know? Is this a consistent pattern your entire life, or do you feel like a new person since you've been in this relationship space? If you feel like a new person, then you have it right there. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all, because as much as y'all say y'all learn from me, I promise you, I learn even more from you. Like and subscribe for more, because like I said, if y'all watch this far, you gotta subscribe to the channel. If y'all like this, if you made it this far and liked it, you gotta subscribe to the channel, the podcast, whatever. Thank y'all anyway. Mental illness is out. Peace.